Morning, Christ Church. Welcome to Faith Promise Mission Sunday. I'm Kim Zender. I'm the Mission Board Chair this year. I hope you noticed that we added the word missions to the Faith Promise Sunday. We really wanted to connect the purpose of the Faith Promise with missions and the outreach that this church does so well. With the addition of Family Promise, there's been a little confusion. Faith Promise, Family Promise, what's what? So we just kind of wanted to separate what's what with that additional word. We just watched a video from Restore Hope, and we really wanted to show that how the lives are impacted by your donations that you make every single month with canned goods, money. It just goes and multiplies in the community, and wanted to say thank you for that special effort. Next, we have Kylie Farrell, a sophomore at Memorial High School, and she's very active in her youth group at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. Kylie has a personal testimony of the need to assist homeless families and that of Family Promise. St. Matthew's will be our support congregation later on when we start hosting families in the very near future. So Kylie?
My name is Kylie Farrell, and I am in the youth group at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. About 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with a condition called Chiari malformation. This disorder caused me to lose mobility in my legs, and it affected my memory. After about 2 months of living with these symptoms, I had a Chiari decompression. And this surgery was my longest, and it lasted 18 hours. My mom took off work for this, and I found out later that she lost her job because of it. As I started to recover, I was put in a rehab facility. And during this time, we lost our house. So my brother and my mom started staying with me at the hospital. It got close to time that I was going to get discharged from the hospital, and I started to worry about where we would go because we didn't even have a car. And then our church donated a car to us. It was about a week later that I got discharged. My mom used some money and got a hotel for 2 nights. And the night after we lost the hotel room, we slept in the car. The first few weeks of sleeping in the car wasn't bad because it was still warm outside. But then it started to get colder. And the longer we stayed in the car, the more it started to affect me. And being in the cold and not able to warm up, I started having muscle spasms. My muscles would start to tense up and I couldn't control it. I also couldn't get out and walk much, so all the work that I put into getting my strength back was lost. We lived in the car for months, and no one knew because we were scared that if we told someone, DHS would separate our family. And in February of 2017, we had just gotten our tax returns, so we got a hotel room. My brother and I stayed at the hotel room while my mom left to go with her friends. And after a few hours, we started to worry because she hadn't called us in a while. Then my brother found out from the people that she left with that she was arrested. Neither of us knew what was going on, so we called my aunt and spilled the beans. When my aunt got there, she decided to take me home with her, and since my brother had school the next day, he stayed in Tulsa. When my aunt got me to the house, she told me my mom was arrested for having drugs on her. I went to bed that night confused, and the next morning, I woke up and I made the decision that I didn't want to live with my mom anymore. I told my aunt this, and she said that she supported me and she would help find a place for my brother and I to stay. My aunt talked to my pastor, and they worked to find a family for my brother and I to stay with. I went to stay with that family that I had known from church, and when I got to the house, they had a room ready for me and had gone out and gotten me a brand new bedspread. Both of them had worked so hard to make me happy, and I appreciate it so much. I have been living with my new family for a little over a year now, and it has been the best part of my life. But now that I am happy and healthy, I feel the need to give back and help others. So I made an appointment with Jeff James from Restore Hope, and he told me about Family Promise. We talked, and I thought it was a good idea, and I have been involved since. My church, St. Matthew's, has now decided to be a support congregation and will support Christ United in providing meals and volunteers. I think Family Promise is a great idea because if we had had Family Promise in Tulsa when I was homeless, I believe it could have really helped us.
Thank you.
very poised young lady. As a quick update for Family Promise, the executive director, Kendra Morgan, has been hired, and she started this past Monday. The Family Promise Center, which is located at 31st and Harvard, it's an OMM property, is undergoing renovations, and so that will be part as we can have families very soon. We are completely stocked with furniture and supplies, so thank you for your donations, but please, no more. We have some very specific training that will be coming up, and we'll get more information out as it becomes available. Our next speakers have been with us before and have been and always have such a good message of hope and purpose that we've invited Owen and Mary Adams to come speak about their most recent adventures.
Hello, everybody. We're Owen and Mary Adams of Adams Ministries Incorporated. We serve the Lord in full-time ministry, working as local missionaries here in Tulsa, sharing Jesus and teaching the Bible to drug addicts and alcoholics who are participating in long-term rehab. We've been doing this particular work for the Lord for almost 4.5 years now. We also continue to minister to many of the addicts and alcoholics we reach after they finish rehab, meeting with them personally, one-on-one, to continue teaching them the Word of God, helping them follow the Lord and do His will for their lives. We do this work because God loves them, and He called us to this to work with them. He's given us a deep burden in our hearts for people who are fighting to get free from the horrors of drug addiction and alcoholism. We love the people we're reaching, and we can see the hope for them of a new life. We can also see the amazing things the Lord Jesus and His Word do in their lives when they accept and embrace both of them. Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That's from John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Specifically, we currently do a lot of our ministry in a program that is a 6-month all-male residential center. It's hard to get all those words out in one sentence. Praise God. We've been doing a Bible study there for almost 4 years now, every Monday night. It's optional for the residents, so when they come, it's because they want more of the Lord in their lives. Since last November, we've also been doing a church service at the rehab center every Sunday morning. The director asked us if we would like to do a church service, and we immediately said yes. This is also optional for the men, and we love to see the men come to meet with the Lord and hear from Him through us at these times. We also go there every Wednesday and every Saturday night to visit with the men before and after their AA meeting and to be at the meeting, listening to their stories and getting to know them, hanging out with them the way Jesus did with people. We see wonderful transformations in some of these men, and it's incredible to be honored by God to minister to them at a crucial transitional time in their lives. We love to teach the Bible, and we love to be able to help people change their lives with the Word of God. We spend a great deal of time in prayer each week, and we're very happy to be the Lord's servants in this very needed ministry.
Owen and I laid down our work in the world in 2005 and gave up our jobs and began serving God full-time in ministry. We'd only been married a few months. This has been a great joy to us, and it's also been heart-wrenching. We first served God as foreign missionaries. We sold our house, auctioned off our belongings, and moved overseas to serve the Lord. And we were there sharing Jesus, which we love to do, witness and lead people to Christ, and teaching the Bible. And we were living abroad and learning a foreign country, a foreign culture, a foreign people, and immersing into that lifestyle. But our work ended quite abruptly when the foreign visa laws in the country we were in changed, and there was no legal way for us to stay anymore where we were preaching Jesus. We had to suddenly leave or quickly leave, and we were heartbroken. We were absolutely devastated. We lost everything, our identity, our people, our job for the Lord, our income, everything. And when that happened, this church and the Grief Share program here, the pastoral staff, the lifters, and all of you loved us. And you loved us back on our feet again, which was desperately needed as ministers. You helped us heal, and we just feel like we'll be forever grateful to all of you. I don't think there's any way to express what you did for us. As a broken minister, to come back and have all of you love us with the love of Christ. And then after that, God opened up this new ministry for us. It says the Howe Foundation, and that's where we go and minister, but we don't actually work for them. We have our own ministry going in, representing Christ there. And God gave us this ministry, and we just have such a love for people who are fighting drug addiction and alcoholism. He put these people in our heart, just like he did the people on the mission field. We feel like they're our people. This is our passion, and it's our whole life now. We love this part of our life of sharing Jesus with them, teaching them about building a personal, intimate relationship with the Lord, teaching them how to use their Bible along with the recovery to change their lives, spending time getting to know them personally, ministering to them individually, praying for them endlessly, taking calls in the middle of the night from people who are struggling after they've graduated rehab, making Bible verse cards with them because we believe in the power of the Word, creating Bible handouts for them so they can carry the words of Christ, the words of God with them wherever they go, believing God for words of knowledge or encouragement when they're really struggling, individually discipling anyone who graduates from rehab and asks us, we individually disciple them and continue to teach them the Bible personally. We visit them in the hospital if they get sick, if they get hurt, and if they relapse. We rejoice in the Lord when they stay clean and sober and follow God, and we pray and cry when they don't. We grieve when one of them relapses and loses his life because of the horrors of addiction. We believe God all the time for more ways to bring the love of Christ, the Word of God, and the power of God into the lives of these desperately hurting people. We thank you all so much for including us today. It's for me and Owen, this is like full circle in Christ. You restored us so that we could go and share Christ with others again.
Thank you.
I always find it so exciting that God puts the right people at the right place and at the right time. So thank you, Owen and Mary, for sharing. Our last mission group is, we're highlighting this particular year, is Hope Through Christ Sunday School class. They've been doing a community breakfast for about 4 years, and we've got Lauren Holt and Melissa Blackman detailing those efforts.
Morning. We are from the Hope Through Christ Sunday school class, and we put on the community breakfast that has been going on for, like she said, about 4 years. We do this once a month, so we do it the last Sunday of each month. So when you come into church and you smell bacon, or you walk past one of our Sunday school class members and you think, what's that? That's us. We smell like bacon. And and so when we started doing this, we actually did this when we were trying to find a mission that we could put on as a Sunday school class, a way that we could outreach into the community and help those that are around us where we are in our life currently. And this was something that we decided to try. We were in the middle of a study from Francis Chan in the book Crazy Love, and so we were looking for a way that we could just reach out and love on people. And so this was something that came about, and we were just like, we're going to try it one time, we're going to see how it goes, and just kind of see if we can feed the community. So we put out signs for the local community just saying, we're having a free breakfast. Anyone and everyone is welcome. You can come in and have a hot meal and sit with us. And so whenever we did this, the first month we planned for feeding about 40 people, and in that we ended up getting probably 3 or 4 people that came in and ate breakfast with us that day. And we were not discouraged. We did package up all of that food and that was left over, and we took it and delivered it around town, primarily downtown. We take all of our leftovers and we just distribute them to people. We drive around in a church van and we see people on the streets and we just say, hey, you want a hot meal? And here's some food. And so In doing this, we decided we were going to keep going, even though we were not getting very many people coming in. We just kept going and kept going, and that's when we decided to make this a monthly thing. And in doing this over the years, we have gradually had more and more people kind of come, and we are now currently feeding about 80 to 90 people on a Sunday morning whenever we have our breakfast. And then we take about 30 to 40 meals and we distribute them around town. So we have gone from our one batch for 40, we now cook three separate batches of food. And we just do this as a way just to reach out and love on people. And we have, our Sunday school class is pretty small. There's usually somewhere between 3 and 9 of us there on any given Sunday. And we enjoy getting to do it. We get to sit with people and just kind of visit with them and where they are in their walk of life. And we, you know, get to push out a lot of Jesus for only waking up an extra hour early once a month.
So if there's anybody here looking for a Sunday school class, Hope Through Christ, we're, I don't know what our age range is, 30-somethings, 40-somethings, and we meet at 9:30. Yeah, so we'd love to have you. I've got some notes, and just want to let you know that God has created us to make an eternal difference. The Christian church is not a building, but a body of believers united in Christ. Its role is to worship God, nurture and edify, and reach out to a suffering world with the saving message of the gospel, as well as the practical compassion and mercy exemplified in Christ. Learning more about the church helps us make a real difference in the world, not just temporarily, but for all eternity. One of the best ways to experience the promises of God is to co-labor with him in his purposes of restoration. It's incredible that God's plan is to use us, his church, to see his kingdom come to earth. He's commissioned us to spread the gospel. He's chosen us to tell of the good news of restored relationship with our Creator. Matthew 28:16-20 reads, "Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of time.'" Jesus shares with us the authority that's been given to him. God's made incredible promises to his people, and he wants us to join him in seeing his promises come to life. God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. How incredible is that? You have the opportunity to see God's promise of salvation come to those around you through working with God. You can also co-labor with God in his desire to meet the felt needs of those around you. Deuteronomy 15:11 says, "There will never cease to be poor in the land. Therefore, I command you, you shall open wide your hand to your brother, to the needy and to the poor in your land." The church brings God's desire to meet needs. God longs to use you. You get to work with God in seeing his longing to provide for people come to pass. You get to be the hands and feet of our Savior and co-labor with Christ. As the child of God, you're set apart for the works of your Father. There is no other work in life that will fill you with more joy and purpose than seeing God's promises fulfilled through your own hands. What an incredible God we have, that in all his power and wisdom, he would choose to use us as his hands and feet. Your God loves you and empowers you for incredible works that will satisfy the desires of your heart and the needs of others. Spend time in his presence today, being fueled by his love. Follow the leading of the Spirit as he shows you where he is working and what he would have you do to see his promises come to life through your life. God's intention isn't to burden you with the work he set before you. His intention is actually to lead you to a better and more fulfilling life. He knows that you will only be truly satisfied when you partner with him to see his kingdom come to earth. You are meant to co-labor with your Heavenly Father. Anytime you feel burdened, simply cast your cares on God. Ask him to share his heart with you. Minister from his anointing and not your own strength. May you find today a lifestyle of good works that leads you to joy, peace, and purpose in the Spirit. Thank you.
Thank all of our speakers today, Melissa, Lauren, Kylie, and Marion Owen. Thank you very much. For any information about mission efforts here at Christ United, you can ask any board member, come to our board meetings and help. We have a reference page out in the people place that's kind of an alphabetical listing and who you might contact if you need more, if you have questions or you have some solutions. We're going to be doing our Sunshine Outreach projects again this summer on Wednesdays, so we hope you'll participate in those. We do work on your behalf, but we are not alone. We are all in this together. So you guys just help direct our steps. So we always welcome new ideas, and we always need assistance. Imagine that. Thank you so much for coming today, and we hope we can help you out in the future.